You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful, practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God is doing. We serve an awesome God. We serve a loving God. We serve a God that is faithful. We serve a God that is just. So that's why we rejoice in whatsoever He's doing. Because whatsoever God is doing, He's faithful. Mm-hmm. Whatsoever God is doing, He's loving, He's peaceful, He's kind. So we can go on to the whole attribute of God. So that's why every day with God is a good day.
And we have to say it. We have to say it out loud.
Yes.
Because the enemy comes with so many defeating thoughts and tries to consume our minds. So we must say it out loud. You don't have to necessarily get on a microphone and say it in front of everybody, but you must say it into your own ear, from your mouth. Release the word from your mouth, the goodness of God, and it changes how you perceive your circumstances. The circumstances might not change right away, but your perception of the circumstances will change, because instead of looking at the negative, you're focusing on the positive, the goodness of God, that He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will never cause you to be ashamed. He will walk with you. He will operate through you. And when you go through the fire, guess what the Bible tells us? You will not be burnt.
So, welcome to another week of Make Your Day Count. I like that monologue. Mm-hmm. You just opening down. It's so powerful here. And we want to thank all our radio listeners that are tuning in every day to make your day count. Our prayers on this program is that you will be blessed by what the Lord put in our heart to teach for that week. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned, stay with us, get the word, and live the word, and you'll get the fruit.
We'll be celebrating 7-year anniversary of Make Your Day Count next month. Already almost 7 years coming in July. It'll be 7 years of Make Your Day Count every day, Monday through Friday on WMIE. So think about that. 7 years of consistency.
Faithfulness.
7 years.
Yeah.
July was July 2019.
Yeah.
And here it is about to be July 2026. So we thank you for continuing to support Make Your Day Count, to be prayerful for the word that's going forth as it comes into the ears and impacts the hearts of thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people. So all of the programs are archived on the WMIE 91.5 website. So you can share them via text link or a email link. You could send them to people who are outside of the listening area, and they'll be able to listen to them anywhere in the world, anytime, with an internet connection. So if you go to the WMIE 91.5 website, find the program, Make Your Day Count. And when you click on that title there, it'll take you through to the archives. And all of the programs are there. You could just simply copy and share the link and send it to your family and friends who are out of the area. Or if you miss the broadcast, that's another way you could go back and you could listen to it on demand.
Yes. So I'm excited, Diane, about this week teaching all week. We will be on this beautiful subject and the chapters in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23. And the topic that we're dealing with all month is when the Spirit leads, when the Spirit leads, food grows. Mm-hmm. Listen, make your day count. When the Spirit leads, if the Spirit is in charge, leading you, then fruit grows. Mm-hmm. So if you're not led by the Spirit of God, you cannot produce fruit, mm-hmm. kingdom fruit. You mm-hmm. can produce other fruit, mm-hmm. but not kingdom fruit. Kingdom fruit only comes when the Holy Spirit leads. Mm-hmm. And when the Holy Spirit is leading you, how do you know? Because you're rooted in Christ, Pastor Diana. Mm-hmm. And once you are rooted in Christ, you are growing in the Spirit. Mm-hmm. So you can't grow in the Spirit until you're rooted in Christ. Mm-hmm. So once you are growing in the Spirit, you will produce fruit. Yes.
In this scripture, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 through 23, the fruits of the Spirit, it's a scripture that we hear a lot. But just because we hear it doesn't mean that we are able to experience it. All this week, we're going to take it little by little, the different fruits of the Spirit and how they are really interconnected and they're rooted in love.
Yes.
So if we don't have the first where it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, if we don't have that one, we're not going to be able to access the others, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Cannot access those if we are not rooted in love.
Amen. So point number one, love is the foundation of all spiritual fruit. Love is the foundation of all, not some, all spiritual fruit. So if we are going to produce fruit, kingdom fruit, then love is the foundation for that. Mm-hmm. Without love, we can't produce those fruit. And we cannot produce love unless we are led by the Spirit. Mm-hmm. So it's all intertwined together. Mm-hmm. When the Spirit leads, fruit grows. Mm-hmm. Rooted in Christ, growing in the Spirit. Love is the foundation of all spiritual fruit. Mm-hmm. And then we go into it to prove it, Diane, as you had really picked up from Galatians chapter 5, 22. Mm-hmm. And you read it. So you want to reread it one more time.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law.
Right.
Notice it doesn't say the fruit of the Spirit is a big bank balance.
Right.
It doesn't say the fruit of the Spirit is a fancy car.
Right.
It doesn't say the fruit of the Spirit is a glorious house.
No.
It does not say that. It says the fruit of the Spirit is love.
Comma.
Mm-hmm.
Love. Mm-hmm. So love is the first one in the list. Mm-hmm. So the Bible teaches that love is not just one spiritual fruit, mm-hmm. Pastor Dad. Mm-hmm. It is the foundation from which all mm-hmm. other fruit mm-hmm. grows. Mm-hmm. It is the foundation mm-hmm. from which all other fruit grows. Mm-hmm. The Bible also teaches in 1 John mm-hmm. that God is love. Mm-hmm. And if we say that we have God, and we do not have love, mm-hmm. then the truth is not in us. Mm-hmm. We are lied. Mm-hmm. We are just fooling ourselves. Mm-hmm. Okay? How big is love, Pastor Dan? Mm-hmm. Because it's love is the key, the foundation. So how do I know if God lives in me when I'm producing love? Mm-hmm. When I'm producing love. So love has to come from my life. It's not that I might love. Mm-hmm. It's that it is. God is love. God is love. Love mm-hmm. is who God is. Mm-hmm. So one cannot say he has God and do not have love.
And that comes from 1 John chapter 4,
yeah,
beginning at verse 7.
Yeah.
It says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God.
Yeah.
And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God had sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us,
yeah,
we also ought to love one another."
No.
And then it continues to go on and talks about all of the benefits of love. A lot of times when we want to learn about love, we go to Corinthians 13.
You got to come back here.
But there's a lot right here. Paul had to know this to be able to write Corinthians 13. Because when Paul was writing that passage of scripture, he was talking about his experience with love.
Yeah.
And the change that love brought in his life. So he's just writing about what love is, what the Christ of love is, and what the love of Christ can do to transform a life and how to operate in the love of Christ. And he's given that explanation rooted in 1 John chapter 4. Because if when you go down, it continues to tell us on verse 17, love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so we are in the world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment.
Yes.
But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. And then it goes on. We love him. Why? Because he first loved us.
Yes. And the whole teaching around this week, mm-hmm. as we give you point number one, mm-hmm. love is the foundation of all spiritual mm-hmm. fruit. Mm-hmm. So you cannot bear spiritual fruit unless you have love. Mm-hmm. Backed up by John chapter 4, verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Mm-hmm. So you can't love someone, really love someone, mm-hmm. unless you have the love of God. Okay? Mm-hmm. And so we're going to pick this up on Tuesday morning. So don't go nowhere. Mm-hmm. Come back Tuesday. Same time, same place. We're here for you to make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful, practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 a.m., 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard. Mm-hmm.